it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
The only story that I will tell, what was I just going to say? There was going to be a story I was going to tell.
About the wedding? It wasn't about your parking. She has like a major parking story yesterday that was riveting. God. It was riveting, you guys.
And by the way, that couple did come and help me unpark.
They did?
Yeah, so that I was a huge relief. So I didn't have to drive to the airport or anything.
Thank God. Because Mock got a Dodge Ram yesterday, and you don't want that to happen. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants to see me in a Dodge Ram.
Nobody.
I assure you.
No.
So I was terrified of driving it. I took 40 minutes to park.
I was terrified for her. Everybody in South Carolina was terrified of that. Nobody wants it.
I mean, for real, it was terrifying. So I only had to do it one way, which is a good thing for everybody.
Yeah.
Believe me. Yeah. It was a very lovely hotel that had the shutterbox windows, but you know what? It did not have my pillows.
No, they
did
didn't
not have
those.
My pillows. It
were
did
they,
not.
Like, they're hard, really nasty pillows.
No, yeah. I mean, they were nice, but like, there's just nothing quite the
like
same.
Like a my pillow. Yeah.
Yeah. As like your pillow from my pillow.
My pillow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like my pillow.
Right. Your own my pillow.
My pillow.
Not my pillow, but like your my you know what I mean? Pillow.
I do.
Right.
I know, I do.
It's just not the same, man.
It's not.
It's not the same. You get so like accustomed to your pillow from my pillow.
Right.
And so that is why you need to get your own pillow from my pillow.
Right.
Which you can do if you, and you can get it at a, like a massive discount if you use code CHICKS at 1-800-875-0513 or mypillow.com. And don't forget, you get the discounts on all of the other things, so many wonderful, amazing things that are all super awesome. We cannot speak highly enough of my pillow
like
products.
like dog beds and robes and slippers that have the kitten fur technology.
Amazing kitten fur technology. Dang it, there was a story though that I was gonna tell about the trip that I don't remember now, so it must not have been that important.
You'll remember it at like minute 20. You'll remember.
Yeah, it'll just flash to me. I think it was because it was something that we had told the insiders. And now I don't remember, but I'll think of it if it really is important. Right now, we got to talk about some news.
Yeah.
The stories, well, obviously we need to get out of the way that Cardi B is going to produce another child, which should scare everybody.
And the picture that I saw that was associated with that news article yesterday, it's like basically, it's basically boobs. And then you see like maybe a face and like her, is it her, is she married to Offset? I don't even know if she's married.
I don't know.
Because these chicks never marry the guys anymore. So I don't know if they're married or not, but it's just like, I just saw boobs with like a pasty over the boobs, you know? And I was just like, can I not?
Why do we have to see so much of her?
Can we not? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Don't yeah. like.
I would,
anyway.
Show it, I would find it, show it to you guys. It was way too early in the morning. It's just way too early.
Does she just have one kid right now or does she already have two?
I think it's just the one.
It's just the one. All right.
Right.
So she's having babies and that's terrible.
More babies. Boobs. Oh, yeah. Joey Day say boobs without a face. Wasn't that a Billy Idol song? I think it was.
Boobs without a face.
Yeah, that's a great song, man. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah, it's okay. Terrifying.
It is.
Okay, so the stories that I read this morning that were completely freaking me out. First of all, Democrats are trying to blame Republicans for defunding the police, and I cannot with this bull crap.
This is where I take more migraine meds because I can't. It's like,
how do they do this without, how do they say those things out loud without just lie, like without laughing themselves for right. how ridiculous it is. How do they do that?
It's like they all get in a room and they're like, hey, you guys, let's try to tell this lie today and see if we can get the morons to believe it.
I don't get it. How do they do it?
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. So Republicans want to defund the police.
They're saying here's how they spin it. So they're saying that Republicans defunded police by not agreeing to one bill last year during COVID that came up for a vote. And because it included like funding for something tangentially related to police, and Republicans didn't support it because it was this obnoxious amount of money that was totally wasteful on all fronts. Now they're using that as a way to say, see, Republicans defunded the police. No, right. They did no such thing. Mm-hmm. They did no such thing. But this is the spin. This is how they do it.
This is exactly what they do. Yeah, because, well, they have control over the media, right? So they have, therefore, they control the narrative. They control mm-hmm. the masses. This is what they do. So they're going to continue to spin wherever they can spin. And this is, I mean, listen, there are idiotic people out there, though, that will go, oh, yeah, it's Republicans.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because all they have to do is just say it a bunch of times, uh-huh. right?
Yeah,
and the media will repeat it. The media will be like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Of course, because look at what's happened in the past year and a half. All you have mm-hmm. to do is say it a bunch of times. People will go, yes, master. Yeah. Media knows everything. I mean, they control us. They are our mom and dad, right? I mean, they are controlled. Look at the people. They're totally into it. They think that they know everything. And it's working. So
that's the sad part. We can say that. Like, we can be like, this is ridiculous. Everybody sees through this bullshit, but then they don't.
They don't see through it. You're right. That's what's so terrifying. It is. It's terrifying because when I hear stuff like this, you're right. We see it, but so many people don't. And that's mm-hmm. what's, I'm like, oh God. You know, we're like this tiny little show where we talk to people who actually, most of the people here believe the same things we do.
Yeah.
And they understand that the media is full of crap. And that Democrats are full of crap.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But there are so many people that are like, ah.
All right. The other thing that is making me angry is that, of course, this horrible tragedy in Florida with this building, and they keep finding, you know, they keep finding bodies and you're hearing their stories. And it's just so awful. But there's this reporter, Hannah Dreyer, I think is her name, from the Washington Post, who used to be with the AP, or maybe it's vice versa. I can't remember, but she's been with both organizations. She put out this tweet essentially trying to blame DeSantis for not helping quickly enough. They're saying she tried to say that he took almost 24 hours to act on any kind of anything, which is a complete lie. And so the way that this works, when there's a local emergency of that magnitude, local officials have to request state help. The local officials declare the emergency first, then they ask for state or federal help. Mm-hmm. And so it went through the normal channels. He declared an emergency within an hour of when the local mayor declared the emergency.
Right.
And this biatch has not retracted her story. So now there's all these people that are like, F DeSantis, and he murdered people. I mean, it's so stupid the way that people have reacted.
Again, with the believing the media, right? We go right back to the people who don't understand how things work. They're lofos. And then they look at the media and they're going to believe what they want to believe, right? So, and a lot of these people probably already hated DeSantis to begin with.
Right.
So they're like,
how do you hate? So Democrat leaders that don't like him are actually starting to come out and say, no, he did exactly what he needed to do in exactly the time that he needed to do it. And this is false reporting. And she will not retract it.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible.
And why would she? Because this is an environment now where media doesn't have to retract. They don't have to retract shit. They don't have to do
anything.
And even
when they do, it's like this tiny little afterthought, right?
This is our media now. They have zero accountability. Zero. They can make stuff up. She essentially made something up.
Yeah.
She made it up. It was fiction. They write fiction. and they are not held accountable ever. They can just write what they want.
What I do love is that he will probably come out today and just completely slam her.
I hope
That's what I love about him is that he does not take this shit lying down. Like he's always, he will get out and be like, Hannah Dreier is an irresponsible journalist. Here's another example of the media crap that I've been talking about for months. He'll say it. And I want him to say it.
God, I hope he does. I hope he does. So I hope he doesn't. Yeah, I hope he does. Right. Because
that's exactly right.
Giant.
Okay, but the story that takes like the real story cake, if you will, is this story about the National Archives. I don't know if you guys have been to the National Archives in DC. It's my favorite thing to, I mean, there's so many amazing things to see in DC, but like if you really want to feel just the reverence and the magnitude of the founding of our country, you go to the National Archives and it's like an open air sort of thing. It's very, very dark, very temperature controlled because all of the documents, like the legit founding documents, are preserved there in these glass cases. And you go through and you read and you learn exactly what happened when. And it just feels like you're like in the presence of wonder. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's amazing.
Right. Right.
I love it.
So like everybody has to go there.
You have to go.
At least
I mean,
once.
You have to go. So there's this article today about how the National Archives had created, I didn't realize this. This happened some time ago. They created a racism task force
for the
National Archives. And that task force has just now released its stupid ass report. It's a 100-page plus report on how they're essentially condemning the rotunda of the National Archives because there are paintings of the founders, and they say that the founders are presented in too positive of a light and that it is an example of structural racism. It says, this is the crazy part, it says that that when you look at the plaques that kind of explain what you're looking at, when you're looking at each document and then there's these plaques that you read that say, here's what this means and here's what's going on here. It's saying that there needs to be trigger warnings on those.
Oh my God.
And that in order to combat the structural racism that they are suggesting, I mean, it's laughable. They are suggesting that the archives stage performative art or dance that portrays other sides of history. And I cannot take this. I cannot.
Yeah.
I can't.
This is where people need to go. Enough is enough. Enough. Enough, you guys. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
It's the way that our country came to be.
Right. I'm so sick of this rewriting of history bullcrap. I'm tired of it. It's just, and people have got to stand up to these morons. I mean, it's revisionist history is what it is. There's a whole, obviously, there's a whole movement of this. We were at the Texas History Museum, the Bullock Museum, which is in Austin, this past Saturday. And there is like a little, you know, bit about the Alamo there. And we were trying to show our daughter and everything. And then my husband was telling me that there's a group of guys, there's like three guys who have written a book called Forget the Alamo. And there's like this big movement to try to get people to forget it. And they're inviting those people, they invited those guys to the museum. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what will happen to the exhibit, like what they're going to do. Cause you know that the museums are run by a bunch of liberals,
you know that,
right?
Oh, so, I mean, it's ridiculous.
So it just makes you wonder. So that also makes me concerned about the archives. Cause you know that the people that are running that place are probably a bunch of flaming lips. So what will happen to our archives? What will happen to our museums? What's going to happen to all of these places? Because, you know, I mean, we sit back and we can complain about it. You know, we can sit here and go, this is a terrible thing. But what are we going to do about it? You know,
I feel like there needs to be like really tight security there. Because imagine what would happen if like the crazy writer people decided to go in and destroy that stuff.
Exactly. Oh, my
God.
Can
you imagine? I can't fathom that possibility. And yet it's a very realistic considering what absolute mayhem is taking place in Democrat led cities.
Right.
I mean, look at New York City yesterday in Washington Square. They have like this pride parade and like everyone, it's mayhem, absolute mayhem, all kinds of violence and destruction. These people are out of control.
Right. In New York, I saw there was I was telling Mock before we got on that there was a person that was just hit by just a stray bullet, just walking down the street. Like this, I don't, did you guys guys read that? I don't know if the person is alive or dead. I did not see whether or not the person is deceased or not. But there's just, you know, people, bullets are just like flying around New York City just randomly. I mean, it's
you can't
crazy.
Just walk.
You can't just walk in New York City, right? I mean, it's just, it's so... There and Chicago are two places I would never want to be, right? And then not to mention Portland. Like, yeah. I mean, there's so many other places. And these are all Democrat-run cities, right? Think about it. I just stay put. Like, I don't want to go to any of these places.
I know.
Places that I would have been fine going. And actually places like Chicago I lived in 15, 16 years ago. So I think to myself, okay, well, what's the common denominator? I think we all know what the common denominator is. So this is the, and so now I think about these museums and I'm like, you know, like I said, it's one thing to go, this is a terrible thing, but we have to start speaking out against these people. We have to do something as conservatives. We have to quit being so polite. I'm not like saying, oh my God, go out there and fight back, but you have to get loud with these people and say, right. this is unacceptable. This is absolutely unacceptable. History is history. And if you are involved, like if you are an art person or if you are a person who is involved in your local museum, get out there and, you know, combat this. Make sure that you are involved in these organizations and you are just as loud as these people who are saying, you know, this, we need to have dance or something.
I know. How we do it is we don't fear being called racist,
right.
We don't fear being called the names when we speak out. We don't fear losing family members or friends because we know what's right and wrong. I mean, there at some point we got to put the fear aside and just speak out and talk to people about what's happening. I know that our people that watch these videos and who are engaged every day and paying attention, you would not believe how many people don't pay attention. And you know what I mean? Like there are still so many people. I know we're super polarized right now and divided, but there's a whole lot of people that are just like, they're totally agnostic to everything that's going on. They don't know these things. And that's why you have to say them out loud. As many people that you can say it to, you got to tell them, listen how crazy the left is acting right now. We have got to vote in different people.
Right.
We have to do that.
And don't be, I mean, like a lot of people are just like, I don't say anything on social media. Because I don't want to like alienate people. You know, I don't want to get in fights on social. There are ways to do it where you're not insightful. You know, you can say things in a way on your social. You can say things in a way where you're just like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, I don't recognize my country anymore. Like, what is like this? You can say things in a way where you invite conversation that is more, I don't know, that is not so combative, I guess.
Yeah. Like you don't just have to put on your post F Biden, right? Like you don't have to do that.
I mean, you could.
You can. Totally.
You could if you want to. It's up to you. But I mean, but you don't have to. There are ways to, if you want to engage conversation, great. But I mean, but this is crazy. I mean, the stuff that's happening with the archives is crazy. It's just downright crazy. So if somebody wants to fight you on that, great. But I mean, you can take the high road and be like, I'm sorry, I just don't, I think this is nuts. And, you know, I just want to make sure that people are aware this is happening to the archives or somebody's wanting to do this to our archives, which is completely unacceptable. I feel like it's unacceptable.
It's utterly unacceptable.
It absolutely is. And if people don't agree with you on that, fine. They can look like the complete idiot in the room.
President Trump joins me to discuss the border crisis and how Joe Biden is getting taken to the cleaners on the world stage. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, you'll hear my extended one-on-one interview with President Donald Trump. You don't want to miss it. Well, maybe Mitch McConnell will want to miss it. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. So there was this... I saw the pictures from it was in New York City where they had the dyke march. I know that that's what we were talking about. What cracked me up about that is it was just a bunch of naked lesbians or topless lesbians, I should say.
That's empowering.
This was on Saturday. They're just showing their boobies. They're like making out. And I'm just thinking there was a headline that said something like, you know, thousands turned out for that, but then a whole bunch more watched it on TV. And I was like, do you know why? Do you want to know why they're watching?
Yeah.
Do you want to know why? Do I have to spell this out for you?
Exactly. Exactly.
You're giving people what they want.
Totally. You know, it's like, and that reminds me, there was an article that one of our writers wrote, I think it was yesterday. I got to find the name of it. It kind of goes along that line, like of being slutty and Did you see that?
I have not.
The one that Kia wrote. I'm gonna find the name of it because it's a really great. You go to our site and read it. It talks about how it's like make date. It says make dating great again. Bring back slut shaming.
Oh, nice.
And Ksenia wrote it, and it kind of reminds me a little bit about that, about how, you know, basically feminists and it's not lesbians as much, but feminists, and they kind of go hand in hand nowadays. But but feminists have done this whole like, you know, be a proud of your body and just be a slut and go out there and sleep with everybody, blah. And then now they're like, where have all the great men gone? Well, she does this great article about how it's like, well, they're gone because you've basically been a complete skis. And and she talks about how her teenage son, you have a teenage son too. Her mm-hmm. teenage son will show her stuff on Snapchat about how these girls are complete sluts now.
Oh yeah.
They're total skanks. And so he doesn't really even date because he's just like gross, you know? I mean, they're just gross. They have no self-respect. And this is what they've been taught. They've been taught to be these twerking little skanks. And because this is what feminism has taught them, right? It's like, own it, girl, you know, and this is what they are. So I just found the article to be kind of comical because it's that whole notion of this like feminism, like, oh yeah, own it. You like are you have what is it they call it? Bodily like
autonomy.
Crap. And like, it's yeah. all this, they've taught them all this stuff and they've made them feel like they're empowered to be slutty. Right.
And then in the next breath, they will say, how dare you objectify me?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I'm just like, I can't.
People need to speak out. I think it's like we've gone back and forth about the whole conservatives are just really, really polite. Mm-hmm. You know, we are. We're very polite. And so we need for to real. Maybe stop being so stop sitting in the background, get out there more and start speaking your mind. And I think that would be really helpful.
Indeed. Yeah. Australian dude is back.
I love Australian dude, you guys. Here we go.
This is me if I were Australian and went to Home Depot to get a lawnmower. Welcome to Home Depot. How can I help you? Where can I find the lawnmowers? No more lawnmowers. No more lawnmowers at Home Depot? No more lawnmowers at Home Depot. Guess I gotta go to Lars. Me if I were Australian.
I'll go to Lars. That's a guy's my favorite. I love him.
Isn't he great? So funny. So there's also, I follow a this really pretty reporter who she shows how she, I think she's got like some Puerto Rican background. She's also got she's black and she has all these, she's constantly talking about her reporter voice. You know how news anchors always have this really amazing.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know, enunciation.
I'm very, very clear in my right. voice. Yes.
But then she'll show like what she talks like with her friends. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. completely different. Right. So, but most of the time she's got her anchor voice on and she is sick and tired of getting those spam risk calls. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Yeah.
So she decided to play a prank back. And so she started recording herself when one of these calls came through and she plays a prank on this call as it happens. Watch.
Okay, so I've been getting really annoyed with these people. Yeah, I'm sick of them. So let's have a little fun. Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Jeanette Reyes?
This is she.
Hello, Jeanette. My name is Jason O'Neill. I'm calling in regards to an outstanding warrant we have for your arrest due to an outstanding balance of your account of $2,792.33.
I didn't know about that. Can I just pay for it now?
Yes, we can clear up this matter if you're able to make a payment right now with a debit or credit card of at least $2,500.
Sure. Yeah, I have a card ready now.
Okay, the card has your name on it?
Yes.
All right, and go ahead with the number, please.
It's 3-2-1. Good evening. We are live on television right now with an investigation into scam callers. We have the FBI on the line. They are tracking this phone number as we speak. Sir, what is your full name again?
Ha ha ha!
Isn't that awesome?
That is so great.
Love her. I
hate those people.
Oh my God, same.
What a soulless life you live.
Right? Ugh. And I just feel so bad for like all the people that they scam, like the old people that don't know God. And they just want to do the right thing.
They scam so many people. I hate it. Yeah. Have a fantastic day. Bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. Everybody bring it in. Hello, hello, bring it in. Have a great Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Democrats are flipping out over election integrity again, and the World Health Organization says it's stigmatizing to name COVID variants after the places they were found. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll deliver the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and hopefully some laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.